This is a sort of an update, fast blast on April the 8th. There's two people you really need to get across. I suggest you subscribe to them. There's two people I suggest you subscribe to, and they are Benjamin Fulford. He does an update every Thursday night in Japan, which is available to us in the West, West over in Europe and all that, around about Friday. There are important things going on, and again, these commentators, they're not necessarily speaking to you, they're speaking to other people, so you've got to carefully judge the way they say things. The other one is Kim Googan. I think it's very important that you subscribe to her network, the UNN. I think it's United Network News. There's United Network TV and stuff that they're also doing. They're building themselves up there. They're working very hard to do a regular thing Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And they're also participating to get citizen journalists to messengers, as they call them, to give news from their part of the world. That's a very good thing. It's really, really good stuff. Now, the other thing is I've had contact with a very ill Veronica Ford Keane. And she's got some very serious messages. She's really been under such severe attack for so long. She's really in not a very good state at all. There are certain messages that she wishes to get to me, and we'll be dealing with that. For those who don't know about Veronica Ford Keane, Veronica Ford Keane is old school. We're talking about a lot of the positive people who were doing things in the 50s and 60s. And her husband was Montague Keane. And I think that's Montague. No, he would have been Montague Ford. And they married and became, they double-barreled the name. So she would be Veronica Keane, Irish. And Montague was Jewish. Now, the whole point about this whole thing is that opened up a whole lot of doors on things in the House of Lords. We're talking very high level. Levels of society here. Consequently, Montague was taken from us during a live BBC question time, and he died literally when he was asked this question. That gave one breath, that was it. So he has been making contact with Veronica since his passing and has been recording. Veronica has been recording those, and we're talking going back 20, 30 years now. So now the key to this is that I am saying, I'm not going to say too much more than this, all the Irish, if you've been on Ireland, if you're a family who's been on Ireland and you've gone abroad, wherever you are in this world, you've got to wake up and you've got to take action. You are manifestors. You're very important manifestors, and you're all being put to sleep. I'm appalled the way Ireland just rolled over and took on the Klaus Schwab injection. Veronica informs me that there will be certain things happening to wake you up. Now, if you don't wake up under the rules of the intelligence transfer sequence, you are given an opportunity. If you don't respond to that, you're gone. Now, I've also been speaking to Sarah Adams literally this evening. I've recorded a little bit with her, and we have plans to do some more interviews. She's very keen, very anxious to get certain information across. Now, the bottom line is that the planet, us, it doesn't matter what race you are, it doesn't matter what country you are, we're all here right now. Now, we got one family and one bunch of people wanting to do this to another bunch of people. It doesn't matter. If we do not sort ourselves out, we're gone. Okay? That's the rule. Now, there are certain things which are beginning to wake up, and their job is to clean up things which don't wake up. And that's it. Wake the fuck up or you're gone. The Irish are key to this. And I don't care what religion you are, what you are, whether you're pagan or Christian or Satanist, what the hell you are. If you're Irish, wherever you are in this world, whatever dimension you are, or wherever you are in any SSPs or anything else, you wake the fuck up. This is Call of Duty time. The time is now, okay? That's it. Wake up or you're gone.